we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to Marv Moorhead Stadium at halftime. The Golden Bears lead the Cards 16-14, but what a comeback by St. Charles late in the first half as they cut the lead to two and actually a chance to tie it with that two-point conversion. And remember, St. Charles will get the ball to start the second half. It is time now for the highlighter here at halftime, brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. And I'm honored to be joined, and I ask you to hold your applause to the end, by the one and only Jim Lauer, the outstanding principal at St. Charles. And I still call him Coach. Coach, how are you?
Randy, I'm doing well. Thanks for the welcome. Glad to be here tonight. Thank you.
Presenting, can you talk about the aura, the excitement that has surrounded this football program with the hiring Bob Jacoby?
I can. You know, our kids and our community are very proud of what we've done, and we're looking forward to a bright future. Bob is, needless to say, had a great history and is a great teacher and a great coach, but what we found very quickly is he is just a good person, a good man to be around.
And I know a number of candidates were being considered for that job. I know there was an elderly gentleman up in this booth who was also among those being considered, correct?
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can you tell me about him? Anything at all you want to share?
Well, I'll tell you what, all the candidates we have were very quality people. The committee that interviewed and sifted through that whole process were impressed by all the candidates. We just had a lot of good people that would be a positive influence in any community.
Pardon me, I have to hand a Kleenex now to the man crying up here, Mr. Larry Wolf. But anyway, let's talk about what's going on at St. Charles. It seems like it's a constant state of growth over there, and that's a good thing. I went into the gym. I saw renovation there. I know you're working on a football stands. Talk about what's going on athletically, first of all, at St. Charles.
Sure. In terms of, you know, your athletics, we're trying to maintain a solid student enrollment. And our enrollment this week, we started with 649 boys, which is two more than last year. So anytime your enrollment's going up is a healthy situation. We're trying to solidify our facilities. We're, as you mentioned, Randy, trying to improve and solidify the facilities in our gymnasium and on our Walt Plank field, so that whether we have a crowd like we have tonight or in the future a CCL game, our fans and our community can enjoy that environment.
And may I say that what really counts for a lot of us is the stability, too, that you guys have over there with yourself and Dave Lawler running things. It means a lot to having so many guys with that sense of tradition at St. Charles. And I know that that's what Bob Jacoby is going to try to build from the football side of things. But on behalf of the folks that follow you guys, thanks for all that you guys have done down through the years.
Randy, thank you. I'll tell you, we're very appreciative of Catholic Radio's support, your support, Larry's support. Again, I think I speak on behalf of all the Catholic community of Columbus and Central Ohio on what you do for not just our athletic teams, but our schools as a whole. I mean, we're trying to, in Columbus, develop the future leaders of Columbus in each of our different schools, and just having you here is a very positive part of that.
Well, let's talk about what's going on academically here at St. Charles as we're at halftime, 16-14 Upper Arlington over St. Charles. Talking with Jim Lauer, the principal over at St. Charles. Academically, talk about some of the growth and progress that's happened.
Absolutely. You know, we have a class of 156 seniors in that class. We have in the neighborhood of 20 boys who are going to be recognized by the National Merit Recognition Program. You know, we try to offer a lot of different academic programs in terms of AP classes, honors programs, so that our kids can have a balanced but yet at the same time rigorous schedule as they move through their high school career.
Can I share with you what a couple of students have said to me in the past?
Sure, absolutely.
They found their early years of college a breeze because they felt almost that it was more difficult getting through St. Charles because they were so well prepped, obviously it's in the name of your school, for their college years that made the transition to college that much easier.
That is music to our ears. Again, we do not apologize as we bring boys in that we're going to push them, we're going to challenge them. But should you make it through the 4 years of St. Charles, you're going to be a leader in your community and you're going to be prepared for the next level. Yeah.
Is it difficult to get enough student athletes in to participate knowing that the standards are so high?
Well, I think it's a challenge, but truthfully, Randy, we want good students, and our feeling is that the student-athlete part will fall in line with that. You know, we always view the athletic parts as sort of the dessert of what we're offering our students and what we do from 8:20 to 3:05 is sort of the main course. And but you know, the great thing is now is that parents, families understand that having a high level of expectation both in the classroom and on the field, on the courts, is beneficial to their sons.
Is it just coincidental that you start your school day at 8:20 on the AM side?
we called you and said, hey, what time are we? No, we've been doing that for as long as I can remember. So.
Well, Jim, if people want more information about St. Charles, is there a website they can go to
or
a phone number?
www.stcharlesprep.org. Contact. We have a number of people that would be glad to talk to anybody who would like to know a little bit more about St. Charles, whether it be Jim Lauer, the principal, or Scott Farron, our academic dean, or Bob Jacoby, our football coach, who's also part of our guidance staff and part of our admissions team. But anybody who would love to learn a little bit more St. Charles, we'd love to talk to.
And finally, any big events you'd like to promote that are coming up at St. Charles?
Well, I'll tell you what, our alumni weekend is the weekend of September 2nd, the weekend of Labor Day. We have a big event at St. Charles on September 8th. Dick Vitale, the nationally known sports broadcaster, is coming to speak to our community. Open house for St. Charles is always the first Sunday in November. So that's November 6th this year. We'd love to welcome any 7th or 8th grade boy and his parents to learn a little bit more about the St. Charles experience. But again, we appreciate the opportunity we have. And again, I'll say that, you know, Randy, you always are very complimentary of everybody, but you should feel proud of what you do too.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that. Any final words about Larry Wolf you want to share?
Well, I'll tell you what,
share on Catholic Radio.
I will say this, that my observation is that Larry has become a much more handsome man in his age and a wiser man at the same time.
It's amazing what you can find in a bottle.
Imagine. Exactly.
Talking about hair dye. I'm not talking about anything else.
That's on you back, Ed.
Jim Lauer, thanks so much for your time. Principal of St. Charles,
brother.
Dave Lawler
thank
as well,
all.
Too.
Thank
the
you
official Coleman. Handler of Jim, because he's got to keep Jim out of trouble.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
We're at halftime. The conversation goes on. 16-14. We're about 13 minutes away from the start of the second half of this contest as the Golden Bears lead. We'll take a break. When we come back, Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran will have halftime scores brought to you by Mount Carmel Foundation. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
Well, it didn't look good for the Cardinals of St. Charles at first as they trailed early 16-0, but they fight back under first-year head coach Bob Jacoby, and we get a 16-14 halftime score in our first CCL football game of the week. Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios, joined right now by Lee Cochran of This Week Sports. And Lee, we got the season underway last night with two games here in the Central Ohio area, both of them involving Catholic teams, and both huge wins for the CCL and the Catholic teams in the area.
As we talked about, it was a little bit surprising. Not so much that DeSales won, but the manner they won. I mean, they controlled that game the whole time. And you're talking about a Lancaster team that all throughout the season, or off season, it wasn't, are we going to make the playoffs? It's once we get to the playoffs, we've got to end that losing streak in the playoffs. Not saying they won't make it, obviously, but that's a stinging loss. And for on DeSales end, you know, they got to be feeling pretty good about themselves. They get to sit around tonight, listen to us, maybe go to a game, and feeling awful good about themselves.
Yeah, we talked to Coach Ryan Wiggins in the preview show earlier tonight. He's playing a team out of Canada next week that just happens to be up in Ottawa playing Glandorf. So they are up there scouting their opponent for next week, a new prep school out of Canada. But huge win for DeSales last night, 28-7. And Lee, most of the damage was done in the first half. Alonzo Booth, two huge touchdowns, one 60-yarder. Cole Silvestri, the transfer from Olentangy Liberty, comes in playing quarterback, unseats Dylan Todd, who had a great year last year for the Stallions. And in the first half, throws 8 for 12 for 125 yards. When's the last time DeSales threw a ball 12 times in a game, let alone a half?
Oh, in a game. Oh, I was going to say, that's usually about four games maybe. But, you know, the way the game of is now. Now, there's exceptions. I mean, Hillier Davidson's the exception. But you've got to be able to bounce. I mean, let's look at our game of the week tonight. How did St. Charles get back into this game? Throwing the ball. You know, it's like we were joking earlier. Air Jacoby. Are you kidding me? You know,
and the triple option at its finest through the air tonight.
Yeah, but you've got to have that balance. Unless you're so doggone strong, running the ball, being tight, running the ball, which is what Hillier Davidson does. You know, unless you can do that, you've got to have some balance. Now, DeSales has always had success with that. This is a wrinkle that everybody's going to be. I mean, people saw that game last night, whether in person or on TV.
They've got to be ready for it.
They're thinking, well, you know, what is this? But, you know, that's a gutsy move by Coach Wiggins to switch quarterbacks right there. I mean, like you said, you know, with Dylan Todd, they were very successful last year to make that switch. I mean, that's a gutsy move.
It was, and a great performance for DeSales. Knew they were going to be good. Is that a precursor of huge things to come? We'll see here down the line. Newark Catholic also got their season underway. A 21-7 win over Licking Valley last night. The Green defense, it seems like every year, it's tough to score on them, no matter who you are.
Yeah, and again, I might be a little bit surprised by this. I thought that, you know, going into that game, I would have probably given the edge to Licking Valley. Coach Boffman and his squad. So I was a little bit surprised, but like you say, you know, the Newark Catholic defense just played so well the entire game, all four quarters. You know, and as we'll talk with coaches later on, you always, you know, when you win, okay, you know, you try not to make too much of winning that opener. When you lose, okay, you know, you see what you got to build on, because the season's not over, obviously, after one game. I mean, remember there 2 years ago, Gahanna just got spanked their first two games and then made the playoffs. You know, so, I mean, it's the most improvement you're going to make during the season is from weeks 1 to 2.
And, you know, it's funny, as we catch you up on the rest of the Catholic teams in the area, you mentioned a team that last year, you didn't mention the team, but a team last year that went 0-2 in their first two games, Toledo Central Catholic. They went on to the Division III state championship game, losing in the final to Akron Hoban. Hartley's up in Toledo tonight, taking on the Fighting Irish, and in the third quarter, the Hawks trail Central Catholic 17-14. Hartley did have a 14-10 lead at the half, but Central Catholic has scored to take the lead in that one. Waterson has a 3-0 lead over Walnut Ridge late in the third quarter. A big stop just recently here on defense for Waterson, helping preserve that 3-0 lead. And Whitehall in the second half has a 7-0 lead over Reedy. Fisher Catholic and Rosecrans playing tomorrow night out in Zanesville at Sulzberger Stadium. Lee, a lot of big games. OCC teams playing cross OCC. They're not league games, but teams in other divisions of the OCC tonight. Some huge games. Let's catch you up on some of the scores to that one. Gahanna and Westerville Central, I think two of the best teams in the area probably. They are tied at 7 in that one.
This is a big game for Gahanna. Obviously, Coach Bruce Ward is missing this game and next week's games against Westerville South. Central, I mean, they lose Gavin Lyon, and then obviously they lose Benny Snell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's what Coach Magistro has done at Westerville Central. He's built a program, and that means, hey, guys are going to come in and out every year. I mean, it's high school football. You know, it's getting the next guy to step up. So, I mean, I'm really interested to see what Westerville Central is going to do. Then you look at Gahanna. Gahanna lost every offensive starter.
Yeah, and quarterback Michael Lowry for Gahanna transferred in from Pick North. Mm-hmm. He has a touchdown pass in this game. Reynoldsburg and New Albany, this one was close early, but Reynoldsburg has taken over. It's 28-14 at the half. Interesting story in this one. Victor White, the nephew of Reynoldsburg's head coach, Buddy White, with two touchdowns against his uncle in this game tonight.
Well, he ran all over his uncle's team last year. Reynoldsburg won, but he rushed for, I think, 160 yards last year. But Reynoldsburg quarterback Nathan Barco, he had a program record, 1,923 yards last year passing. Program record there at Reynoldsburg. I'm telling you, he throws a great ball for a high school quarterback. Reynoldsburg, you know, I think they can make the playoffs for the second year in a row. This one doesn't surprise me at all.
Barco with a rushing touchdown in this one. Just a couple minutes left. Let's fly through some of these scores. Dublin Scioto has a 14-8 lead over Westerville South. Davidson has a 13-3 lead over Grove City. Kilbourne and Olentangy Orange are tied at 14. Dublin Kaufman and Springfield, that one's 17-7 Kaufman, but they are in a lightning delay right now out in Springfield, so not sure what they're going to do with that. A lot of games in Cincinnati being postponed till tomorrow already. Hilliard Darby has a 10-7 lead over Olentangy. Hilliard Bradley 44-0 all over JFK. Pick North, this one surprises me a lot, Lee, because I thought Central Crossing, and they still could be a really good team, but Pick North hammering them tonight 28-0.
Well, Pick North won that game last year too, and Central Crossing came back and got in the playoffs, but Central Crossing lost a lot. They still got Derek Williamson, one of the better quarterbacks in the area, but they lost a lot from last year, and Pickerington North's got a lot to prove. They were 5-5 4-6-2 years ago. That's for Tom Phillips' team. That doesn't cut it. So, I mean, there's another team right now. They're thinking, you know, it's a playoff season for us.
And, Lee, one of the teams in the area who I thought had a chance to be the best, Olentangy Liberty, they're in Pennsylvania tonight taking on North Allegheny at the half. They trail 15-8. One other game that's in progress right now, Bexley has a 28-13 lead over Harvest Prep. I bring that up because their quarterback, Simon Cruz, has passed for one touchdown and rushed for two more, so a big game for him in the first half against Harvest Prep. Don't forget, you can get all the scores with Lee and I after the game. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. Go ahead and tweet your score at us. Do it throughout the night. Help us out at AM 820 Scoreboard. That's where you can tweet us. And you can check out our new website, AM820ScoreboardShow.com. Our man on the scores, Ben Finfrock, working feverishly in the other room tonight, getting all that updated for you. Again, the score in our CCL football game of the week, St. Charles trails Upper Arlington 16-14. It looks like it's going to be a good one in the second half. So stay tuned right here to AM 820. When we come back, Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the call of the second half.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.